Hello, Lourdes, how are you? This is Dennis calling you back.
Fine, thank you.
Good, good. Hey, I had a quick question. If I can only get an approval for $50,000, would you have the difference?
No.
Out of curiosity?
How much is the difference?
Let me see here. On the invoice, I believe it's $66,000, but let me double check here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have the difference.
Okay, because we have because what I'm trying to do is I'll try to do a traditional loan where you don't have to use your collateral.
Okay.
And then if I get an approval for that, it would probably be for $50,000. And then I'll try to get a bump for you and, you know, go a little bit more. But right now, your Secretary of State is saying that your company was established last year in May. So less than 2 years' time in business is considered a startup. Typically for a startup, the maximum approval I can get is $49,500. So I just wanted to kind of go over that with you. Is this the only company that you currently own?
No, I have another one. And this one have more years, but I have two partners in the other one. And that's why I want to do LRIS only by myself.
Just by yourself? Okay.
Yeah, but I have cargo logistics services. And this one have more years. I don't know if that can help you.
Well, the longer the term, the longer the time in business, the better.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you. We would have to add the other partners, though.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Because LRIS is totally different than this one.
Is it? Okay.
Because in LRIS is only me. Nobody else.
Okay,
and
that makes sense.
If you add a cargo logistics, you say you need to add the other partners to my loan?
Not on drayage and logistics, no.
Oh, okay.
If you're the sole owner, that's fine. You're the only owner of the business, what you mentioned, right?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, so because LLC usually has a couple other partners, but not always.
Okay. No, in LRIS is only me. But I have the other company, Cargo Logistics, and in that one I have two partners.
Gotcha. Okay. So just you on this one. Okay. That helps. So I will let them know that you have the difference if I can only get an approval for it. It'd actually be for $49,500.
Okay. Thank you.
Would be the actual amount. But I will try to get the full amount for you as well.
Okay. Thank you. So you're going to let me know?
Absolutely. Yep. Hopefully I get something for you on Monday. Also, do you happen to know what the SIC code is for your industry? Like the, does that make sense to you?
Like what?
It's the SIC code. It's usually on your tax return.
Oh, I don't have my tax return yet from this year because the accounting is working on that, but he can give me a letter if you need it.
Just
and
ask him.
He's on vacation right now. He's going to come, I think, in 2 more weeks.
Gotcha. Okay. That's fine. We don't really necessarily mean that. But as far as the SIC code, for example, I'll look up one for you. So
I have from the last year, but not this. No. Hi.
And this is long haul? It's trucking?
Yes.
Okay,
it's
so
local and long haul too.
Local and long haul? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. SIC code for local and long haul.
Mm-hmm. One moment, Kevin.
So it looks like, general freight trucking is 4841. So I'll just use general freight trucking.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That helps out a lot. I'll get started on this for you. I'm already started on, obviously, but hopefully get some answers for you here shortly.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.